welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Study finds multi-organ reaction to a week without food. A study conducted by researchers from Queen Mary University of London's Precision Healthcare University Research Institute and the Norwegian School of Sports Sciences revealed that the body undergoes significant systemic changes across multiple organs during prolonged periods of fasting. The findings published in the journal Nature Metabolism demonstrated the health benefit of fasting beyond weight loss, but also showed that any potentially health-altering changes appear to occur only after 3 days without food. Over millennia, humans have developed the ability to survive without food for a prolonged period of time. Fasting is practiced by millions of people throughout the world for different medical and cultural purposes, including health benefits and weight loss. During fasting, the body shifts from consuming calories to utilizing its own fat stores for energy. However, the broader effects of prolonged fasting on health remains largely unknown. Advanced techniques for analyzing circulating proteins in the body help analyze how the body molecularly adapts to fasting in humans. For the study, researchers recruited 12 healthy volunteers for a 7-day water-only fast. They closely monitored the volunteers daily to track changes in approximately 3,000 proteins in their blood before, during, and after the fast. By pinpointing the proteins involved in body's response, researchers could forecast the potential health effects of prolonged fasting by integrating genetic data from extensive studies.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
New microbiome discovery may enhance immunotherapy for various rare cancers. Researchers from the Wellcome Sanger Institute, the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research Institute in Australia, have identified specific strain of bacteria that are linked with positive response to combination immunotherapy in the largest study of its kind. The study, published on 1st March 2024 in Nature Medicine, detailed a collection of microorganisms in an individual's gut bacteria that may help identify those who would benefit from combination immunotherapy and help explain why the efficacy of this treatment is otherwise hard to predict. Immunotherapy is a type of treatment that harnesses the body's immune system to target the cancer. While it can be very effective, it only works in a proportion of recipients across a wide range of cancers. As with all cancer treatments, immunotherapy can have multiple side effects. Therefore, being able to predict who is most likely to respond to treatment helps ensure that patients do not endure these unnecessary side effects for no medical benefits. In a large clinical trial targeting various advanced rare cancers, including gynecological, neuroendocrine, the upper gastrointestinal cancer, researchers utilized stool samples collected from patients. Employing deep shotgun metagenomic sequencing, they mapped the microbiomes of participants at strain level. The trial centered on immune checkpoint inhibitors blocking PD-1 and CTLF-4 checkpoints to empower the immune system to combat cancer cells effectively. Additionally, the team used a machine learning model that could predict who would benefit from combination immunotherapy. 1 in 4 pregnant women are receiving sufficient omega-3 fatty acids, fine study. A research published in the Journal of Public Health Nutrition revealed that despite strong recommendations advocating the consumption of omega-3 fatty acid for optimal pregnancy outcomes and offspring health, 25% of pregnancy women rarely or never consume fish during pregnancy, and fewer still take omega-3 supplements. Omega-3 fatty acid play a crucial role in the development of fetus during pregnancy. Adequate intake of omega-3s, particularly DHA, which is the docosahexaenoic acid, supports healthy cognitive function and vision in the growing fetus. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential nutrients for supporting positive health outcomes. Getting enough of these nutrients during pregnancy is vital for preventing preterm birth and promoting optimal child health and neurodevelopment, said the study's lead author, Emily Okin, Harvard Medical School professor and chair of Department of Population Medicine at the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Institute. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.